Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The snow is coming down hard in most of Wisconsin, and it'll be 6 to 12 inches before it's all over. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The target, the heaviest of the snow, is still tracking the same direction as the last one, headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
The snow in this storm is drier than Tuesday's, and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles per hour, qualifying as a blizzard. A Dane County judge has blocked an effort from legislative Republicans to remove the state's top election administrator. The judge ruled that Megan Wolf is able to stay in her position until the State Elections Commission names a new administrator. The judge also ruled that the commission has no obligation to find a new administrator. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won a playoff game in Dallas. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Doubs on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A wind chill advisory continues for tonight. Mostly cloudy, 10 below zero. Wind chills at 15 to 20 below. For Monday, look for a high of 1 below zero and wind chills approaching 30 below zero. For Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 10 below zero. Currently 7 below zero.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Let's
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Allbaugh. Yes, I can say my own name, along with Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, TGIF, January 12th, 2024. The jaw's a little frozen. It is a wintry day across the state of Wisconsin. Glad you have all joined us, Mr. Zommers. A happy winter storm day across the state.
Happy winter storm day indeed. And once again, thank you to Todd and his trusty Dodge Ram for getting me here.
My pleasure. You know, a shout out to all the folks over at Don Miller Dodge who have kept me in a Dodge Ram for several years, by the way. And also to Discount Tire here at Madison, who, you know, people say, Todd, why do you go to Discount Tire? Why do you have those Michelin tires on your truck? It's for days like today. So a shout out to all of them. You know, this is why we live in Wisconsin and why we try to prepare for that. So wherever you are today, hopefully you are safe. If at all possible, stay right where you are. Don't plan on going anywhere today. We have a big show for you today. Going to talk about the Packers, the Cowboys coming up on Sunday. In hour number two, my longtime friend, Alex Henvey, who we were roommates for a while. We both worked at the state capitol. He is from Dallas. Has been back in Dallas running his family business for a number of years. He is going to join us live from Dallas to talk some smack. Because, you know, I mean, these Texans, these Cowboy fans, they are all in. They think this is the year that they're going to take down the pack at home.
This could be a little spicy.
I'm not sure. Well, I mean, everybody should live with a Texan for a while. That's all I'll say.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we'll talk Packers and Cowboys in hour number two, and also some politics and news. But I want to get to the big news of the day, and this is serious stuff. We want to update you and keep you abreast. I know Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist here at Civic Media, and also Jane Matnair and Luke Mathers on Matnair on the air last couple of hours have been reporting this. We want to pick up where they left off. Literally all 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin are under some sort of weather advisory, warning, or watch at this hour. Most all of them are warnings right now, including both blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings. Let's break it all down for you here and tell you where things are at. Also check road conditions. To cut right to the chase, if you don't have to drive today, please don't. But right now, here's the latest information for you. Coming across the wires here just a few minutes ago. First of all, especially for our Waukesha listeners, WAUK in southeast Wisconsin, Waukesha has put out now a state of emergency has been declared for all of Waukesha County until tomorrow afternoon. A stay sheltered in place if possible, and they say do not travel unless absolutely necessary. Conditions are currently life-threatening. Again, that's for our Waukesha listeners, for Waukesha County specifically. Waukesha County has put out a state of emergency until tomorrow afternoon in Waukesha County. They are asking people to stay sheltered in place and do not travel unless absolutely necessary. Waukesha might not necessarily pick up the most snow accumulations in this storm, but also right along the lake right now is looking at their weather radar. Freezing, right at that freezing mark. So some of that's probably kind of turning to ice a little bit as it hits the roadways and then snow on top of that. And then the wind gusts are going to pick up. So Waukesha in particular, please stay where you're at. Looking at the National Weather Service forecast for Waukesha County, they could receive up to 10 more inches of snow on top of what you already have right now. So, you know, quite a bit of snow and winter storm warnings right now in effect for Waukesha County. Also want to give you a note, and there's a little bit of humor here, but this is totally serious. This is from the Milwaukee Airport, General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, their official Twitter account. They put this out about 2 hours ago. They say, quote, despite inaccurate reports on Fox News, not the local channel in Milwaukee, but the national Fox News network, and also Flight View, which is an online flight service, they say the MKE, Milwaukee's General Mitchell Field Airport, is in fact open. They say we do not have some, or rather we do have some cancellations, but other flights are landing and taking off. Milwaukee will remain open during this winter storm with brief closures to clear the runway. Don't believe the false news reports, unquote. That's exactly what it says.
Of all the things to end up with legitimate fake news,
I know.
Whether or not an airport is open is so easy to verify.
You would think. You would think.
You just call them.
Right. But this is from the Milwaukee Airport, General Mitchell Airport official Twitter account saying that they are, in fact, open. Some flights may get canceled, but they're going to try to get as many of those flights out and in as possible. Now, whether you should be on the roadways driving to General Mitchell Field, that's a whole other, you know, cup of coffee. Probably best if you don't. But if you are close to General Mitchell, or if you're on your way there, if you're in a hotel nearby, whatever, the airport is open. It is not closed down. So a very important thing to let our listeners know as well. Let's move quickly across the state of Wisconsin. Other watches and warnings. Let's start with the blizzard warnings. First of all, we start down in southwest Wisconsin. It's right across the river from Dubuque, Iowa, on the Mississippi River, Illinois, and Iowa border. Grant County, including Platteville and Lancaster, under a blizzard warning until tomorrow at noon, perhaps up to 14 inches. Of additional snow may be headed your way if you're in southwest Wisconsin near Grant County. And those winds, again, are going to whip up. It's the winds, those winds in excess of 50 mile per hour, in addition to the snow, which qualifies it for a blizzard warning. Other places across the state having blizzard warnings include Green Bay, Appleton, Outagamie County, Brown County, kind of that Fox Valley area. Blizzard warnings are in effect from 3 o'clock this afternoon until 12 noon tomorrow. And I don't want to buy into too much of the hype, but I do want to give you the facts. And this is according to the National Weather Service. They say that there could be an additional 15 to 19 inches of snow in the Fox Valley in addition to those winds. So travel is going to be near, if not impossible, in Appleton and the Green Bay area over the next 24 hours. So a blizzard warning in effect for that area until noon tomorrow. Also, blizzard warnings in effect for our listeners in the Hayward area, just north of Hayward in Sawyer County. Blizzard warnings in effect from noon today. That's now until 12 noon tomorrow. Hayward area may see up to 11 inches of snow along with those strong winds over 50 miles per hour, blowing and drifting, making travel near impossible. Just east of Hayward, our listeners at Park Falls under a winter storm warning until around 12 noon tomorrow. Not quite as much snow, maybe around 8 inches or snow, but again, gusty winds up there in Park Falls. Here in the central, south central part of the state, Madison in particular, our listeners on WMDX looking for about 10 more inches of additional snow. So maybe not quite as heavy as southwest Wisconsin or the Fox Valley, but around 10 more inches of additional accumulation around south central Wisconsin near Madison. The winds might not be quite as gusty, maybe 30 to 40 miles per hour at times. So that's why the blizzard warning specifically is not in effect for Madison or south central Wisconsin. And then taking a look down in southeast Wisconsin, our listeners down at Racine and Kenosha, about 5 to 7 inches of additional accumulation. Still a winter storm warning. Travel not going to be great, but closer to the lake, it appears maybe not quite so much snow. So 5 to 7 inches as you get down near the lake at Racine and Kenosha. So again, the important news is Waukesha County declaring a state of emergency through tomorrow afternoon. Please do not drive or go out in Waukesha County if you can avoid it. And quite frankly, folks, just if you can stay home today, please do so, because you've got the folks out there trying to clear the roads. I know there are some places in Wisconsin that have power outages. Our hats off to all of the linemen and line women out there working to get power restored. And to, you know, I know there's a big fire right now, industrial fire in Beloit today. And there are firefighters and ambulance folks, first responders, fighting that big fire in Beloit. Some of those neighborhoods had to be evacuated. So we think of them today. So just let's not add to the mix. I mean, Mr. Zomers and I are here in part because we want to pass this news on to you. believe us. If we didn't have to be here, we wouldn't. We would have stayed home as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have food and water at home,
yeah,
and I imagine you likely do, just sit this one out.
Right. Just be chill and enjoy the time off a little bit today. So that's our update in weather. Quickly checking the travel conditions on 511wi.gov. Again, you can Google that, 511wi.gov. If you look at the weather radar right now, for our listeners, say, over in Amory and even up in Hayward right now, hardly any snow, if any snow falling at all right now. Most of the snow is just south or at Eau Claire, and then south of Eau Claire, and then over to, say, Marinette-Menominee border above Green Bay. Everything south and east of that is where the snow is falling. Heaviest snow right now, and they are getting pounded, according to the weather radar right now, Green Bay area, Fox Valley, Appleton, Oshkosh, where we have Oshkosh air support. Also down just north of Richland Center right now near Viroqua, over to the Mauston area. And also, Mr. Zomers, just south of Manitowoc, Sheboygan and Kohler area, north of Watertown, that getting some very heavy snow as well. Essentially, all the roads south and east of Eau Claire are either snow covered and slippery, or also just slippery conditions, particularly southwest Wisconsin right now. All the roads there are listed as snow covered and slippery. North of Madison, state of Portage, the interstate is a mess. There are all kinds of accidents being reported right now on I-39 and 90 between Madison and the state line. Also, if you go over towards the Waukesha area right now, a bunch of accidents on the interstate there as well. So again, best just to stay home today, folks. It's one of those days. Stay home, bake some cookies, listen to us, because we're going to talk a little politics when we come back here. Tell you what, Donald Trump Jr. Yes, right. Jr. was smacking off last night to one of our Wisconsin reporters about who else but Paul Ryan. We will have his comments. And what are the MAGA folks saying about the weather and the Iowa caucuses? There are claims by MAGA folks that the weather is being manipulated to help Nikki Haley and/or Donald Trump. I'm not joking about this. We'll come back and explain it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on a snowy afternoon from the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on a snowy TGIF, Friday, January 12th, 2024, on Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin, now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along with us on this snowy. It's beautiful as you look out the windows here, high atop State Street, block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zomers, you noted not nearly as many people out and about, even walking. on State Street today.
Although right now it looks like somebody's walking their dog.
Yeah.
Got the little dog shoes and a sweater to keep out of the elements, you know.
That's right. I mean, if you don't have to go, if you can just walk, it's a beautiful day just to be outside and enjoy nature and all that snow. There are some people, though, who are a little skeptical. And I mean, I'm not sure if it's the weather that brings out the nuts or what it is. I know Chain Matt, Nair, and Luke were talking about hazelnuts last segment. Great segment, by the way. Learned a lot about hazelnuts. But it brings out the other kind of just nutty people maybe as well. Headline, Trump ally Laura Loomer, Nikki Haley, and the deep state might be using weather manipulation to rig the Iowa caucus. This is real. This is not a bit. We did not write this. This is real stuff right here. Laura Loomer, who is a right-wing conspiracy theorist and a close ally of former President Donald Trump, has gotten to the bottom of why there might be a snowstorm surrounding next week's Iowa presidential caucuses. And no, it's not because it's January in the Midwest. Pointing to Trump's primary opponent, Nikki Haley, friends in the defense industry and military-industrial complex, and the likelihood that Haley is set to lose to Trump in the contest, Loomer thinks that this, quote, looks like weather manipulation. Quote, is the deep state using HARP to rig the Iowa caucuses, unquote, she asked. Well, it'd be irresponsible not to ask. So this is a real tweet from Laura Loomer. And she tweets out a actual weather radar in Iowa. And, of course, they got pummeled last night into this morning, and it's still kind of going through Iowa, this storm right now. Lots of storm warnings out in Iowa. And, of course, people are worried because of the big snow. And, of course, the cold weather that's going to follow is going to hold down the turnout at the Iowa caucuses, Republican caucuses, on Monday. So this is a real tweet from this Laura Loomer who supports Trump. She says, is the deep state activating HARP to disrupt the Iowa caucuses? We all know Nikki Haley has a lot of friends in the defense industry and military industrial complex. She is losing in Iowa, and now Iowa is set to get hit with a once-in-a-decade blizzard as Donald Trump is set to dominate the Iowa caucuses. Is the deep state using HARP to rig the Iowa caucuses? Looks like weather manipulation to me. Look at this weather radar below and how the incoming snowstorm accelerated out of nowhere, unquote. That's a real tweet. So
here's what I have to say about that.
Yes, exactly. So you might be asking, Todd, you used the word HARP. So it's an acronym. It stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It's a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere, which was apparently originally operated by the U.S. Air Force, but was transferred to the University of Alaska Fairbanks in 2015. So it's just a science project. According to NBC News, HARP, quote, has long been the center of wild speculation that the program is designed to control the weather, or even worse. So conspiracy theorists have invoked it for decades. Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez and Russian state media outlet RT reportedly blamed HARP for the 2010 Haitian earthquake, for instance. And also that complete whack job InfoWar guy, Alex Jones, remember him? Well, he reportedly told Joe Rogan a few years back that HARP can be used, in fact, for weather control. This is true. While this is laughably unhinged and conspiracy theories about weather manipulation are the currency of crackpots like Jones, Loomer is a member of Trump's inner circle. Trump routinely amplifies her posts on social media and reportedly wanted her to be part of his reelection team. You look at, there's an article in the New York Times, and Trump wanted to hire Loomer for his current presidential campaign, but was talked out of it. Gee, I wonder why. Since then, he has repeatedly praised Loomer, and campaign advisor Jason Miller recently appeared on her program where he called her, quote, the best, unquote, and said of Trump, quote, I know he's very appreciative for everything that you do, Laura, unquote. Now, Don Trump Jr. Praised Loomer and called for her to be appointed as the White House press secretary in a second term. She, in turn, said that she would gladly serve. Want to know something else about this Laura Loomer? She's a self-described, quote, proud Islamophobe, unquote. Loomer has a long record of extremism, including using anti-immigrant rhetoric. She also said in her podcast, quote, someone asked me, are you pro-white nationalism? Yes, I'm pro-white nationalism, unquote. More recently, Loomer has been pushing these birther smears aimed at Nikki Haley as the former South Carolina governor's poll numbers have slightly risen in the recent weeks. So, I mean, even though this is just crackpot goofball stuff, right? These are the people, the kinds of people that are being taken seriously by Trump and his inner circle. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on this? Let's go to Jack in Racine. Jack, happy snowy Friday. What say you?
Hey, good morning. Just a quick thought. Probably this person is just out to make money. You know, she's just saying things what she doesn't believe in order to make money. And the others are doing the same thing in order to take care of things they want to take care of. But there is a percentage of people psychologically who just, you know, they need to have conspiracy theories. And that's either she's one of them or probably she's just appealing to those people. And again, the focus is making money.
Yeah.
And maybe... That's what I think. Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for calling in, Jack. Stay safe out there. I think you're right. But again, Jack points out there's a danger that there is a segment of people that are actually going to believe this kind of nut stuff. Let's go to Eric in Madison here on listening on WMDX. Eric, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You know, it's just you can't win with these people. Aren't they the same ones that say humans can't cause climate change?
I guess,
but then they
right?
They can't make up their minds. They're like, oh, yeah, but man is controlling the weather. Well, which is it?
I don't know, Eric. I mean, it's all about, you know, apparently this, they think there's a machine out there that could do this, controlled by the deep state. It's weird stuff, right?
Well, they always want to have it both ways, and I just had to point that out.
Appreciate it, Eric.
Great work, Todd. Love listening to you.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for your listenership. Stay safe out there on a snowy Friday afternoon. We talked about Don Trump Jr. for a minute. And on the other side, we're going to come back and talk about this dude because he was shooting his mouth off last night. One of our reporters, not from Civic Media, but a Wisconsin reporter, was in Iowa last night and talked to Don Trump Jr. And he's beating up on Paul Ryan. Don Trump Jr., in his own words, on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Stay safe out there. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Process of nominating a Republican to take on President Biden begins in earnest today. Iowa holding its caucuses.
If the final statewide poll is any indication, and longtime observers of Iowa politics believe it's a pretty good one, this is Donald Trump's race to lose. He has a 28-point lead in that poll. The sub-zero temperatures might have an impact on turnout, and that could affect the outcome. It's impossible to predict. There's never been an Iowa caucus night as cold as this one is set to be.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Iowa. Four people killed, a fifth critically hurt after a hot air balloon crashed Sunday in Pinal County, Arizona. Eight skydivers on the balloon made their jump before the crash happened. North Korea is claiming to have flight-tested a new solid-fuel intermediate-range ballistic missile with a hypersonic warhead, flying faster than most defenses can handle. South Korea and Japan detected the launch before Pyongyang announced it. This is ABC News.
Four
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Keeping the power on is one of the biggest challenges in a big winter storm. 23,000 homes and businesses in Wisconsin lost their electricity at one point Friday morning. The hardest hit area was Milwaukee County. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities. And they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
It is going to be really cold here for the next several days with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. It'll be partly cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high, 1 below 0 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of 10 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slightly warmer, high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday, particularly if you can stay home today and not go to school. Almost every school district, at least here in southern Wisconsin, is canceled for today. I know several others across the state. A lot of work people are saying, or jobs are saying, work from home today if you can. Roads are going from bad to worse in some parts of the state. Over in Crawford County in the southwest part of the state, Highway 27 between Prairie du Chien and Viroqua, now listed by the Wisconsin DOT as ice-covered. Ice-covered. Also, Highway 11 in Greene County, in and around Monroe, kind of from Monroe over to Broadhead, also listed as ice-covered at this time. Snow continues to fall across the state of Wisconsin right now. Some of the heaviest snow goes in a line from Wisconsin Dells to Reedsburg, Richland Center, down to Boscobel and Prairie du Chien. Also, over in Oconomowoc, that area, over to down to Lake Geneva and Waukesha right now. Looks like on the radar some very heavy snow. Also, just south of Waupaca, and then over into the Fox Valley, Green Bay, Appleton area, and then along down to Sheboygan and Kohler area, just south of Manitowoc. Too many accidents across the state of Wisconsin to go through them individually. Again, the bottom line, please, if you don't have to drive today, please stay home and stay off the roads. A couple of breaking news updates for you. According to Channel 3000 here in Madison, people displaced by smoke from the Beloit business fire in Rock County are now being allowed to return to their homes. No air quality concerns at this time. So again, there was a big business fire in Beloit overnight. And now, according to Channel 3000, those people are being allowed to return home. Also, the Waukesha County government has declared a state of emergency for Waukesha County and asking people to shelter and stay in place. Do not be out on the roadways in Waukesha County unless it is an emergency. Again, all 72 counties across Wisconsin have some form of winter storm warnings or alerts right now. Blizzard warnings for southwest Wisconsin in Grant County, also up near Bayfield, just north of Hayward, and also in the Fox Valley, Appleton, up to Green Bay, Door County, under blizzard warnings until noon tomorrow. Basically, the rest of the state in some form of a winter storm warning. So be aware of that, and please don't travel if you absolutely don't have to. Want to go to, again, speaking of the weather, down in Iowa, having a big effect on the Iowa Republican caucuses coming up on Monday, or so some people believe. And one of our great reporters here from the state of Wisconsin, Matt Smith from WISN Channel 12 Television News in Milwaukee, who is one of the co-hosts of the great program Up Front every week weekend on WISN in Milwaukee, was down in Iowa last night and talked to Don Jr., Don Trump Jr., and was asking kind of his thoughts, what Don Trump Jr.'s thoughts were on the fact that Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House, the Republican from Janesville, Wisconsin, has said he will not attend the Republican National Convention down in Milwaukee later this year if Trump is the nominee. That is Paul Ryan's stance. He is a never again Trumper. So Matt Smith got Don Trump Jr. on the record. Here's what he said.
You mentioned Paul Ryan in there, former congressman, Speaker of the House from Wisconsin. He told me recently that he's not going to attend the convention if your dad is the nominee.
No one in the Republican Party could care less. Like, Paul Ryan's a non-entity. I mean, Paul Ryan, you know, it's a 2008 entity. The Republican Party, conservatives, the America First movement, they look at Paul Ryan as a pariah, not a benefit, not a plus. He's the person that didn't deliver the wall when we actually had the House and the Senate. He's the person that prevented that. He sits on the board of, you know, Fox News. And I mean, he's the rhino that the America First movement despises. So if he doesn't show up to the convention in Milwaukee, no one gives a damn. I think he'd be booed if he went. I'd actually bet a lot of money that he'd be booed if he went.
So there you have Don Trump Jr. in Iowa this week saying that if Paul Ryan, one of the favorite sons of the Wisconsin Republican Party, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, did attend the National Convention, Republican Convention in Milwaukee this year, Don Trump says he'd be booed. Booed in his own state. Called him a pariah, a rhino, a Republican in name only. The guy who was part of the national ticket with Mitt Romney just 12 years ago was Speaker of the House during part of Trump's tenure. Don Jr. says, that guy, he's a rhino. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We welcome to the program, calling in from Stoughton here in Dane County, CJ, who I know, CJ, you've said you've joined the Republican Party, so timely indeed to get your call. First of all, happy Friday to you. Hope you don't have to go anywhere. Stay safe out there on these snowy roads. Number two, as a Republican, Do you agree with Don Trump Jr.? Do you believe that Paul Ryan is, in fact, in his words, a pariah and a rhino?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. Yes, I do. He's one of the reasons he was, like he's called him, a never-Trumper. And he believed the two-and-a-half-year Russian collusion bit that was played on by the Democrat Party and the White House for 2.5 years that caused the belief that the dossier with the prostitutes in Russia, he believed that crap. He's the reason why we don't have the wall. He's the reason, yeah, he would be laughed. I used to support him. I actually volunteered for his campaign, both as, when he ran for VP. But I tell you what, if he would have worked with President Trump, we would have had a wall. So there's a lot of things that I do have an issue with. You spoke of.
I just want to follow up, because I really do appreciate your insight. And as someone who belongs to the Wisconsin Republican Party, as a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, I find this fascinating and I appreciate the insight. CJ, do you think that do you go to the Dane County Republican Party meetings or have you gone to there's congressional parties for like the second district or whatnot? Have you been in touch with other Republicans? Do you think that what you just said about Paul Ryan, is this a widespread feeling through the current Wisconsin Republican Party?
I believe it is. I have not been to some of the meetings, but I have spoke to some of the leaders that do have some influence. They're very disappointed in Paul Ryan's positions. Again, I don't like everything Donald Trump has, but our world is on fire and it's due to one person and one administration. Mm. And it's not the Trump administration.
Sure.
Don Jr. showed up for his subpoenas. So, I think thank you, Todd, for having a conversation with me. I love it.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it too. And I truly find this fascinating because I'll ask you one more question about the Republican Party, just because I really want someone who currently belongs to the party to give their perspective. Do you feel, because as a former Republican, I feel that this is a challenge for the state party going into the elections in 2024, because I agree with you. I think there are a lot of folks who agree with what you just said, who are angry and who have no time for Paul Ryan anymore. Do you feel, in your opinion, CJ, that that's going to hurt in a general election when you're going to need every Republican vote to win races like for Derek Van Orten in the 3rd District or Brian Stile in the 1st District and even against Joe Biden? Do you think this hurts your overall ability to elect Republicans on the ballot in November?
I think until the Republicans create a platform for abortion and deal with some of the issues that our party has struggled with, it doesn't matter who is on the ticket. So I just am so disappointed in Paul Ryan, the way he handled being speaker when President Trump was in office. He's not the only one. There's a lot of them. Mitch McConnell's still there. And you know what? I don't like President Trump's style, but our world is on fire, and it's due to President Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats.
I appreciate your perspective. I appreciate the thoughtful discussion because I think the more that we listen to one another doesn't mean we always agree, but I do think it's good to hear from people, who we disagree with, so to kind of understand the thinking. So I appreciate the thoughtful discussion, CJ. Keep it safe out there this weekend. Take care.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This is healthy discussion. I don't even want to call it debate. I think that because I find as someone who, I was a part of Republican Party leadership, both in the 2nd District and in the 3rd District, was intimately involved. And if you had told me, heck, even 6 years ago, let alone 12 years ago, that there would be a day and age when card-carrying Republicans in Wisconsin would be just done with Paul Ryan, I would have told you you were crazy. So I think it's fascinating because I agree with CJ. I think he's right that there are a lot of card-carrying Republicans in the state who agree with him. I personally think that's going to hurt them come November.
Yeah, and I also think he's right that, like you asked about with hurting them in November, the way that the Republican Party is fractured between these two, like, moderate or more extreme right, it is going to be really hard for them to get everybody on board.
Yeah, we shall see. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to touch on something on a national issue this afternoon, because what's happening over in Yemen and overseas last night, there were U.S. and U.K., United Kingdom and United States airstrikes last night. A couple other governments involved as well in carrying out airstrikes against the Houthis. And the Houthis are a militant group that are based in Yemen, that's on the peninsula there right by the Red Sea. And these militant terrorists have been attacking commercial ships as they go through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. And these are commercial ships who are delivering goods worldwide. These are things that we buy in stores, things that maybe have raw natural resources. And terrorists have been attacking, bringing helicopters in, kidnapping ship personnel, taking over ships, trying to blow them up. And for weeks, the United States has been saying, and our allies have been saying, look, knock this off or there's going to be consequences. Well, last night, the United States, the United Kingdom had a joint strike on some of these terrorists. And just to prove to you that crazy is not partisan, I want to give you two examples. One from this guy, David Giglio, He is running for Kevin McCarthy's seat in California, a Republican who says, quote, as if you didn't need more evidence to show that the United States is a republic in name only, whose constitution has been reduced to a museum piece, today the president and Department of Defense authorized and carried out airstrikes that could kickstart a global war without the knowledge or consent of Congress. Now, if you think, well, that's this MAGA Republican guy. Well, guess what? Congresswoman Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri, says, hold my beer, metaphorically. She sent out, quote, POTUS, President of the United States, can't launch airstrikes in Yemen without congressional approval. This is illegal and violates Article 1 of the Constitution. The people do not want more of our taxpayer dollars going to endless war and the killing of civilians. Stop the bombing and do better by us, unquote. Well, here's the problem for these two people on the extremes. Turns out Congress has acknowledged the inherent executive power of the president to take military action in response to acts of terrorism in both the War Powers Resolution and the Joint Resolution passed by Congress on September 14th, 2001. There are nut jobs on both sides. We'll come back and talk about it. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, January 12th. Mr. Zommer's on the board taking your calls. Coming up after the news and weather at the top of the hour, going to be talking Packers. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I have my Packers polo shirt on today, my green and gold. My friend Alex Henvey. Alexander Thomas Henvey joining us live from Dallas. He is a Texan. He is a Cowboy fan. And he is going to, we're going to talk a little smack between the Pack and the Cowboys. Looking forward to this. Catching up with Alex Henvey and a little Packers football. You can hear the Packers, by the way, on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network on Sunday. Kickoff set for 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. You can hear him on WRCL Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. So we'll talk more about the Packers and the Cowboys coming up at hour two. Right now, talking about these airstrikes carried out last night by the United States, UK, and other allies, strikes on the Houthi militants in the Yemen Peninsula in Yemen. And these terrorists have attacked commercial vessels, have killed people, have kidnapped people, disrupting international commerce. And after repeated warnings, the international coalition finally struck back. And now you have a bipartisan group of nuts who are attacking President Biden for this. On the Democratic side, Democrats Ro Khanna, Rashid Tlaib, Cori Bush, and Val Hoyle. And guess what they have in common? Who they have the same opinion with? Republicans Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Matt Gaetz. Now, who did you ever think that you could get anybody to agree on anything? Turns out, yes.
When you find you share an opinion with Marjorie Taylor Greene and or Matt Gaetz, I think you should do some deep soul searching.
Right? And of course,
maybe visit a doctor.
The Democrats are saying, oh my gosh, you know, we can't have any more wars. We can't have any more, you know, it's a very peace type of, you know, side. And on the Republican side, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetzes, they just don't want to give Joe Biden the opportunity to, you know, seen as the commander in chief. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a left Democrat or a right MAGA Republican. To attack the president of the United States for carrying out his constitutional responsibilities? This is a cut and dried case. You might not like his actions, but to say it's illegal, to say that he doesn't have the right to do this, is simply fundamentally flat out wrong. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark in the Sack. Mark, thanks for calling in. Happy snowy Friday. What say you?
Well, yeah, it's doubly ridiculous because they've been complaining, the Republicans have been complaining, well, you know, the Houthis have been, the Iranian proxies, the Houthis, have been attacking our ships, and Biden's not doing anything about it. So then he does something about it, and they're whining about that. I mean,
exactly.
It's just, you know, and the fact of the matter is that Russia is working with Iran, you know, to supply the Houthis with the weaponry that they've been using to fight against Saudi Arabia, and that civil war that's been going on in Yemen, that the Houthi, you know, it's Sunnis versus Shiites there, and it just just a confusing mess between the two because sometimes they're allies, sometimes they're enemies, and as far as Donald Trump, you know, it's all Biden's fault. Donald Trump abandoned the Kurds. He turned the Kurds over to the tender mercies of the Turks, who wiped them out. The Kurds, who are allies, one of the most effective forces of fighting against ISIS. And Donald Trump's own sons have admitted that yes, we get money from Russia, It's been come out in fact now that Donald Trump was taking emoluments from foreign governments and doing favors for them, words out of his own lips. And our Supreme Court says, well, he's not president anymore, so we don't really need to look at that. He was taking emoluments in direct conflict with the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, that CJ's got the right to his opinion, but I mean that the Fed, in the Durham report was just, you know, that he didn't come out and say that the FBI, it wasn't completely unwarranted that Donald Trump had involvement or his staff had involvement, campaign staff, was dealing with the Russians, because Paul Manafort admitted that he gave, you know, campaign information to the Russians.
I appreciate the call, Mark, but I kind of want to focus it back on this issue happening in Yemen. I agree with you that, you know, it's disturbing to me that, again, we have a time in this country where now we have both Republicans and Democrats, again, not a lot, but some Democrats joining Republicans and literally going after the president, the sitting president of the United States in an international, this was just unheard of before. You didn't publicly go after a president this way when it was something on foreign soil. And I mean, it doesn't matter whether it was George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. You write down the list. Nearly every president has taken some sort of military action to protect the interest. Now, you might not agree with that interest or that position, but to say the president of the United States doesn't have this right, I mean, that's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, I remember Donald Trump had a military or had a missile strike. Was it Syria? I believe it
could
was
been,
Syria.
Yeah.
And you can criticize that. You can say, why did you do this?
Yeah.
What's the purpose? But it was legal. He was allowed to do that.
Yeah. And you know, unless it's some sort of egregious, you know, clearly, you know, if the president of the United States ordered the military to strike, you know, the UK Parliament, you know, I mean, obviously that would be completely off the wall, bizarre,
well,
you know.
That depends on who you ask. You
well,
know, Donald
yes.
Trump's lawyers try yes. to seem like that's a reasonable thing to do.
That's all of the kettle of fish, but yes. So, but if there, and again, the Pentagon signed off on this, they gave several warnings to these terrorists. Looks, knock it off or we're coming after you. And again, the Pentagon spokespeople were on the air this morning on morning television saying, look, this is not a direct result of the war between Hamas and Israel. This is an offshoot. These terrorists in Yemen, these Houthi terrorists, are trying to take advantage of the war between Hamas and Israel to create more disturbances and escalate it in the area. And the United States has tried diplomacy and saying, stop it. But at some point, it's our responsibility, it's the international coalition's responsibility to protect and maintain safe commercial transport for goods around the world in international waters, which is what happened last night. I say hats off to Joe Biden. Good job. We're going to come back an hour or two. Oh, by the way, we'll get a couple more texts maybe in the next round here when we come back. When we come back, though, our friend Alex Henvey, we will talk Packers and Cowboys and who's going to win. Come on now. Come on back for hour number two of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.